With those words, Yankee Azbuni gave up and headed out of the jungle using the short way. Sruli Amitz did not give up, and he stayed on the treasure trail.
Okay, now let's see where I am. Let me pull out the map. Okay. Now it says here I have to be looking for a certain particular mountain. Now where would that mountain be that it describes? Oh, maybe it's that one over there. Nope. It doesn't look like it. Maybe it's that one to my right. Doesn't fit the description. Wait a minute. Oh. Whoa! Hey, take it easy, bird. Hey, I'm not a branch to land on. All right, now let's see. Where was I? Wait a minute. That's the mountain. Yes, it fits the description. Now let me see what I have to do after I get to the mountain. Huh? That's not possible. How can that be? The treasure is in an old house at the bottom of the mountain? Not possible. Do you know what? I did everything the map says. I'm going to do this too. And, wait a minute. What did I just hear? Did I just hear a sound? Huh? Where did that sound come from?
Excuse me. I'm sorry not to ask for resus to interrupt you, but please, Berususa Kahanim, Berususa Tanayim, Va'amarayim, Berususa Sanhedrin, Berususa Marida Ashra.
Tully, I give you resus. What do you want to ask?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand boogeyman language. I'm sure the entire class doesn't either. So could you please translate, huh? What do you say? I give you resus, don't worry.
You're so right. So, Berishus Chief Wallow Wingbang, I will continue the story with the translated version.
What are you doing on our land?
I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't understand his language. But one thing I do know, those spears look pretty sharp, and they don't sound too friendly.
You are trespassing. The punishment for trespassing is death. Prepare to die.
Oh boy. It's probably a war dance. Let's see now. What should I do? I'm betting that these natives probably never saw a flare before. Of course, while they dance, I'll get the flares ready. Here, look at my power!
Whoa, holy animal! He performed miracle of fire! He's too powerful! Let us run before he sends fire to burn our town! Let's go! Hurry! Run!
Whoa, Baruch Hashem, they're gone! Now, let's see. Gotta climb this huge mountain. Well, I made it to the top. Now let me look around. and try to find the old house. Oh, see? Oh, ah, there it is. What? It's so small. There can't be any treasure in such a house. Whoa. I'd better get a hold of myself. I trusted everything Avigdor said until now. Why shouldn't I trust him when I've reached the end of the treasure? All right, here I go. Whoa! I made it to the bottom, Baruch Hashem. Okay, now, house is... There it is. Okay. Let me open the door. Give a look around a bit, and yes, there's the treasure chest. Let me open it. Wow! Look at this treasure of gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, emeralds. Wow!
Truly was not allowed to share his riches with Yankee. Well, that concludes the mashal. And to explain it, Sruli Amitz and Yankee Azbuni represent Klal Yisrael. The higher authority, of course, is Hashem.
And the map represents the Torah. And the treasure is our reward in Olam Haba. And Sruli could not share his treasure with Yankee when he gave up because once a person is in Olam Haba, he can no longer give up or share his chelik.
If I may have Rishush to have Rishush. Thank you. I would say that the crash represented going down to Mitzrayim. Avigdor represented Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Hashem Shliach B'Rishush, to take us out of Mitzrayim, B'Lib Parash Rishush, which was represented by the lion. And that means the Mitzrayim was, you know, the lion. You know what I mean? Okay? You can have Rishush to continue now.
The obstacles represented the Yetzirah, who always tries to set up obstacles to prevent us from doing mitzvos. The treasure trail represented that as long as we use our heads and daven to Hashem, we can conquer and overcome any obstacle the Yetzirah puts forth before us.
Wow, Chaim, this story was gewaldig. It mamish showed lefum tzara agra. The harder it is for you to do a mitzvah, the greater is your reward.
Thank you, Rebbe, thank you.
Chaim, your moshul is great to tell over on Pesach, because we all know that the Yidden who were willing to accept the yoke of Torah were redeemed, and those who weren't willing died in Makos Choshech.
Wow! I can't wait for Pesach.
Excuse me, Rebbe, who's next in the gyro?
It's time to go to lunch now, so Bez Hashem will continue after the lunch recess. Don't worry, everybody will have their chance.